This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys know I preach about you not having to worry. I preach about signs of you being able to just calm yourselves, because you are conservatives, and that means I don't have to put anything in front of that. I don't have to put Christian. I don't have to put compassionate. I just have to say you're a conservative. You are getting signs. There's a Winans song. I love the family, the Winans. They can sing, man. And they got a song called Ain't No Need to Worry. Ain't no need worrying what tomorrow's gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. And the reason they tell you that is because when you lay your head down to go to rest, don't sweat it. Don't sweat going to rest, because when you get up in the morning, God will have taken care of it. Now, when you get up, there's something else that you don't have to worry about if you have an attorney. When I got an attorney, it was like my happy day. Oh, happy day. Because when people would say, get in my face or get up, I'd be like, well, I'm just going to turn over to my attorney. And I walked away and I called my attorney. It wasn't a fake. It wasn't one of those deals like you get bad service. I'll get my attorney in here and you don't have an attorney. When I had an attorney, I quit worrying. See, you have got lots of things not to worry about. You have a person representing you, Donald Trump. He's got you right now. Don't misunderstand me. You have to have his back, but you're proving that you have his back. Every day, the numbers are rising for Donald Trump in spite of the media onslaught. Now the Democrats are panicking, and they better panic, because I'm telling you, I'm about to give you some signs. Here's one. It was a tweet from a friend of mine. Her name is Patricia Dixon. And Patricia says, I'm on a business trip in Georgia. I walk into a black-owned establishment with an all-black wait staff, and Fox News is playing on the television. I about fainted. No CNN? This speaks volumes. Folks, when I tell you something, that people like me, Larry Elder, Star Parker, and many others, we make a difference. God is my witness, we make a difference. I see people every day that come up and tell me stuff. I'm at the airport, a big old brother, Nigerian. Hey, he looks at me, I know you. I know you. You're from Fox News. It's like, yeah. I'm a Nigerian brother. Y'all know I'm like, some, I forget how much, but I'm a big percentage Nigerian. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're talking. He gets his sister. He's with his sister or his wife. I can't remember. But he's like, hey, this is Kevin Jackson. I know this man. He goes, I love what you do. I love what you do. He goes on, man, brother, I'm coming to go a little farther down the airport. I missed a Papado, which I happen to love. Brother comes out of Papado. I'm on the phone against the wall by the bathroom, because I was lamenting that I did not get to go to Papado because I didn't see it till late. And the dude comes out. He looks straight at me, comes over, fist bumps me, says, love your work, man. Went down the way. Folks, black folks get it. Don't fool yourselves. These are the signs. These are the signs. You want to know something else? Let me give you another sign, just in case you're not. You're like, Kevin, that's black talk. Come on, bro. That's black talk right there. It's only two brothers. And then Patricia, yes, God bless her. She's traveling in Georgia. You know, it's racist Georgia. Goes into a black establishment with an all-black wait staff that's watching Fox News. That's just, Kevin, that ain't no sign. Somebody happened to change the channel while she was there. You can give me all kinds of excuses, but that's no sign, brother. Come on now. She said it speaks volumes, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe we're all just fooling ourselves, right? Black folks hate Donald Trump. They hate that he promoted that black woman to general in the Marine Corps. They hate that. They hate that Donald Trump has donated $881,000 to the NAACP. They hate that Donald Trump has been given awards by Jesse Jackson in New York for his work with black people. Yeah, they hate it. Black folks hate that man. Let me tell you something, folks. The left are scared. They're scared of you. They're scared of your representative, the person who's actually representing you. They're scared that Donald Trump has built an economy where everybody is flourishing. They're afraid, and they better be. I'm telling you, God is my witness, they better be. Don't get me to preaching up in here. I had a whole church in here singing. I heard the Lord. This is as close as many of my white audience, people in my audience that are white, get to black church. Oh, man, I love having fun with y'all. Look, we should be smiling. The only thing keeping you from really smiling is you don't have that courage yet to go out there and just really, you know, set yourself free. It's like streaking. You know, when you just run out there butt naked, don't do it because, you know, get accused of being a pedophile now. But I'm saying in the old days before all this, you know, liberal nonsense when streaking was kind of funny. Let me just say to you, you need to be as free, fancy, and what do they say, foot free and fancy loose or something, foot loose and fancy free. That's it. Foot loose and fancy free is what you need to be. When you take that burden off yourself. Ain't no need to worry. When you take that burden off, you're going to feel good. It's lifting a little bit. You know why? Because you feel vindicated. Yeah, you feel vindicated. You're like, shoot, all these people, Donald Trump, it's Armageddon, the economy, trade war. We going to go to World War III. He better not do this. If he fires mother, whatever. It doesn't matter what they say. They are nothing but alarmists, and all you have to do is say, I ain't worrying what tomorrow's going to bring, because it'll be all over in the morning, and it'll be good, because it's Donald Trump. We are no longer living under the thumb of Barack Obama. No, Barack Obama's gone. The days of Obama are gone. They hate, let me tell you, the left are so happy that Negro's gone, they can't even see straight. They can't admit it. They will never get that burden off their little skinny metrosexual shoulders. But you can lift your burden. You can go out there and be proudly Trump. Be like old Kevin Jackson. Wear that MAGA hat in the right places, because you can't be like me all the way. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're packing, then you can. If you're packing, wear that MAGA hat. Wear it in black. Wear it anywhere you choose. Let people know. I ain't worried about you. I ain't scared of you. Wear that hat. Shoot. Black folks got Fox on, and they're listening to Donald Trump's tweets. Don't you? Let me tell you something. Make no mistake about it, folks. Black people are going to vote away from the Democratic Party. They are going to vote for Republicans in this next election, and I'm going to be one of the people leading the charge, and I hope you will help a brother, because we are going to do that. Me and a buddy of mine out of D.C. forming an organization that's going to go all around the country helping the House stay in the hands of Republicans. Ain't no need to worry what tomorrow's going to bring. I got to take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Day. Oh my goodness, we talked about this the other day, but did you know there was an anti-tax cut rally? It was on Tuesday in D.C. Here's how it was touted before it came up. Progressives across the country are gearing up for this year's tax march, a nationwide protest against the tax bill that the Republicans passed in December. There are over 100 marches planned across the country and on and around April 15th, according to organizers. And although the logistics are still being finalized, many of the speakers at the 2018 tax march in Washington, D.C. have already been announced. Most, but not all, of the confirmed speakers are elected Democrats. According to the official Facebook page, event page for the Washington, D.C. march, the confirmed speakers at the April 17th event are Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Speaker of the House, yeah, right, Nancy Pelosi, Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Chris Van Hollen, Representative Maxine Waters, Representative Keith Ellison, Representative Jamie Raskin, Representative Joseph Crowley, Representative Lloyd Doggett, Sister Simone Campbell of Network Lobby for Catholic Social Justice, Elena Hung of Little lobbyists. And they touted, they said, all except two of our confirmed speakers are representatives, people that, you know what you want. Now let me ask you this. How much did you hear about this rally? I didn't hear much about it. And we're a few days past it. I still haven't heard much about it. You want to know why? It was a complete and utter flop. It was a flop. It's amazing. The amount, the hoopla over this. Let me tell you, folks, if you want a sign, I talked earlier about signs. You want a sign that things for the Democrats are so bad. This is it. They said there are going to be hundreds of rallies across the country. In D.C., the heart of this, Chocolate City, where they had everybody. You know who showed up? Nancy Pelosi, Joe Crowley, and Keith Ellison. That's it. And the people, and Bernie Sanders, sorry. The number of people who attended this event could fit in a good-sized phone booth. I'm telling you, it was so unattended that the Democrats had to leave there going, what is going on? You can't find a pan. I'm talking about where they pan back and show you an audience. It reminds me of when Hillary Clinton ran for president. Every shot was in tight. They scooched everybody together. Y'all scooch in. You know how you scooch? They scooched everybody in. And then the photographer took a shot, you know, made it look like it was many people. They probably, you know, photoshopped other people. They have software that where they just replicate. They call it stitching. They just replicate the people. They couldn't even get away with that because it was such a sparse crowd at Hillary's events. I'll give you an example. At one church, a mega church, they thought there were going to be like 2,000 people in attendance at Hillary's event. God is my witness. There were not 100 people at this event. They had to, they brought in the, you know how they have usually the way these big churches and places like this, they have like a big panel. And that panel can be brought up to kind of fit the room. That panel, they brought it up as far as they could, you know, for to seat, say, 500 people. And that place still looks sparse. You know, the reason why I told people, don't worry about us winning this election, is because somebody got a picture and said, I'm going to take a real picture. Because the way that they control everything, they only let you see the close-up people. Because they know nobody wanted to see Hillary. This is a black church. Hillary's demographic, the Democrats' demographic, and they could not get black church parishioners to come see the former first lady and the woman who would become president. That's how much interest black people had. I told you, when Barack Obama got Jay-Z and they put on that concert, I have a friend of mine who went, who said, Kevin, we went to see Beyonce. He says, black people went to see Beyonce. He says, me and my wife went to see Beyonce and Jay-Z. And when that ended, he said, there was nobody left. He goes, it was so sparse, it was embarrassing. That's what I kept telling you guys. I'm giving you field data. I'm not giving you fake news polls. I'm not giving you what I think should happen. I'm telling you what is the reality. The reality here is that nobody cares about them. Nobody. They can't get anybody to come. Okay, hey, listen, come to us where we get mad at somebody who gave you back your own money, and you come hear us talk about rich. Oh, by the way, we're some of the richest people in the world. And you know what happened? So few people showed up. The media can't even cover it up from you. The only thing they can do is just not report it. Now, I don't know. You know, again, I haven't looked. When I first looked at this, I was just like, okay, here's the story. I was curious as to how they set it up. It's going to be huge. Hundreds of rallies all around the country. We're going to have all of our notables there. The Democrats, as we know, have bet their strategy on undoing Donald Trump's tax cuts. Now, let me tell you why this is so brilliant, what Donald Trump did. He's done exactly what the left tend to do. They take your money and they steal it. And then they say, you know what? Let's, for example, Social Security or whatever. They say, we're going to tax you more on Social Security. And they claim that it's for you, knowing you're not going to get most of it. Then they dare the Republicans to come take some of that Social Security to put it back into your pocket. But they tell you, oh, well, they're going to be killing people and they're robbing you of your trust fund. When the Republicans say, we'll give you your money back and you can go do something else with it. So what Donald Trump did was he says, I'm going to cut right at the core. Here's your money. I'm going to give you your money back by giving it back to the companies. I'm giving them a tax cut. And then let's see what they do. And they did right by you. They gave you back your money. Plus, the tax code cut gave you money back in your check. And now the Democrats, they got to be the bad guys. They're the ones saying, no. That tax cut, I know you're getting back that $40 a pay period or that $120 a pay period or that $3,000 bonus. But you know what? That's not good. That's feeding the rich. We're going to take that away from you, and then you're going to give us more. And Donald Trump's going, sell it. Go sell that. I dare you. Go sell it. And they can't. They cannot sell that. That's what's so brilliant about it. It is a page out of their book. And you know what it is? It's the right way to do it, not the way they do it, where they promise you something by saying, we're going to fund this. We're going to fund education. Yeah? Well, explain to me how good it's working. We're going to fund your health care. Yeah? Explain to me how well that's working for you. We're going to fund your postal system. How's that working for you? They fund nothing that works in your favor. And now they're getting called on it. And let me tell you, they're panicked. They know exactly what that means when nobody showed up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Electric car company Tesla has suffered a series of very public challenges since the beginning of this year. Its high-profile CEO Elon Musk calls this period a production hell. Most of the troubles revolve around the company's Model 3 sedan. It's the first mid-price electric car. Earlier this week, Musk took us on a tour of his Silicon Valley factory. And this is the first time network cameras were allowed inside the Model 3 production line. Going to look at the batteries.
We divided the cell assembly into two parts, and the middle part is where we put the battery pack and motor in. And so we call that marriage.
Elon, what's the hardest part? Pre-marriage, marriage, post-marriage?
Right now, marriage is the hardest part.
Marriage is the hardest part. Elon Musk's relationship with outside analysts and investors is also going through a rough patch these days.
I'm definitely under stress. So if I seem like I'm not under stress, then I'm going to be clear. I'm definitely under stress.
In the past month, Tesla has issued a voluntary recall of 123,000 of its older Model S vehicles, dealt with a fatal crash of a vehicle equipped with its semi-autonomous driving system, and suffered a downgrade of its credit status on Wall Street. The Model 3, still in your mind, is the base and the future of the company, is it not?
Yes, absolutely.
But the most important thing on his mind these days is solving production delays for the Tesla's new Model 3 sedan here at his massive factory in Silicon Valley. You started saying we'll do 5,000 a week, then, okay, that didn't work out, we'll do 2,500 a week, and now it's a little over 2,000 a week. Does that trouble you?
Yeah, no, that's true. I need to figure out how to be better, and then we can be better at meeting goals.
Tesla's future is tied to this car. When Musk introduced it last summer, the Model 3 was billed as the company's first mid-priced, mass-produced electric car, accessible to middle-class customers, not just the super wealthy. You said to your team, Everybody get ready to meet the demand. We're going to be in production hell.
Yes.
But you didn't expect this kind of production hell, or did you?
No, it's worse than I thought.
Why is that? Why is it harder? What happened?
We got complacent about some of the things that we felt were our core technology. We put too much new technology into the Model 3 all at once. This should have been staged.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I've been talking about Elon Musk because he so represents to me the frauds on the left. Elon Musk wants to be looked at as a celebrity. He wants to be seen as the sexy thing that's out there. Not a thing new in the car industry. I mean, look, I get it. I get that, you know, I studied up on Tesla years ago when they were talking about the individual tires and all. They all each had their own little engines on them and things like this. These were concept cars. And I thought, cool idea. And you know, it's going to run on, excuse me, not be dependent upon fossil fuels, green energy, yada, yada, yada. And he's wrapping thousands and thousands of our tax dollars around every car. And funny story. So I was in Chicago seeing one of my buddies. I hadn't seen him in 10 years. And I stayed at his house. And he's asking me questions about what do I invest in. I said, well, you know, I gave him a few things that I invest in. And then he says to me, what do you think about Tesla? And I said, funny you bring it up. I go, I wouldn't put a nickel in Tesla. And he's like, really? I said, yeah. I said, Elon Musk is a snake oil salesman. He's using our money to finance what he's doing. Billions of dollars. I talked about this the other day on the show, so I'm not belaboring the point. The only thing reason why I'm bringing it up is because CVS is finally covering it. And now he wants to come off as, you know, let me clear it up. Like a Comey. Let me clear up what you're hearing about me. Yeah, I'm stressed. That's what he says. I'm stressed. If it appears that I'm not stressed, I'm stressed. When he talked about paying off investors, because I mentioned that he bought a company that his cousin or somebody owned, and that company was it was in triage. It's bleeding red ink. And he bought it, and they cashed out as billionaires. He took on the debt and says, don't worry, guys. I've got enough money and tied up in my own stock, you know, that I'll take care of. He's betting on a fictitious number. Tesla, you know, his billions of dollars is tied up in his stock of a company that recalled 123,000 of its Model S vehicles. And I don't know if you saw the results of the fatal crash that they had. That car was burnt to a crisp. When I tell you that car burned in half, it looked like a smart car where the engine was from the passengers, actually more than the passengers, on back. That car had burned where there wasn't even recognizable parts left. And they know that this is a problem. Look, let me tell you something. I rented a car, and it has a self-driving little thing, so it's the most annoying thing you've seen in your life. If you get close to the line, it goes beep, 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 beep. If you try to, let's say you don't want to use a signal. I mean, I don't misunderstand me. I understand you should use a signal. But if you don't, let's say you just want to not use a signal to go across the line, it kind of yanks you back to the other side a little bit. Now, when it first did it was like, whoa. I was like, what just happened? And then after that, I started kind of playing around with it. And it's just a little bit of a nudge, but it's enough to throw you off if you're not used to it. The beeping happens whenever you get close to the line. You don't even have to go over the line. You get close. The sensor is sensitive, so it sees the line and says, hey, you're close, you're going to the line, even though you may be hugging the line. On either side, by the way, it doesn't matter right or left. Now, if you're about to go off the road, I get it. That little signal, if you're sleepy, it is a fun feature to have, but it should be something you turn on. Like, I'm a little tired, boop, I'm going to turn this on. It's on all the time, and it'll yank your car a bit. So, you know, I can see many circumstances where you yank your car and it's not going to be good for you, or that car's driving itself. Well, the point of all of this, that's exactly what Tesla put in that car. It had one of these semi-driving things where it'll stop for you automatically if you get too close to somebody or whatever. And I'm telling you, is right now, I've been in the country, we probably, in my life, my grandparents, I remember one deer we hit specifically where my grandparents, Green Impala, headed back from San Antonio to Brady, and a deer jumped in front of the car and poof, we hit it. Of course, messed up the grill, killed the deer, yada, yada, yada. Well, I'm telling you right now, if you have the thing that stops in the middle of the road because you're too close to somebody, and there's somebody behind you that doesn't have that, and your car's going to... So in other words, you can't swerve out of the way because it's going to stop your car. You might get... There's too many unknowns. Too many. And what was funny, Tesla said this. He tweeted this out. Yes, excessive automation at Tesla was a mistake. To be precise, my mistake. Humans are underrated. Let me tell you, no truer words have been spoken. We're talking about AI. A friend of mine is about to invest millions of dollars in an AI thing. Chinese are putting millions of dollars in the AI. I know it's coming, but I'm going to tell you something. The intellect of the human brain cannot be matched. Now, it can't be matched by a machine. It will never happen. Never, I repeat. As long as there is a God, and I believe there has been one and will forever be one, you cannot match the intellect of a human. I'm not talking about or a being other than a machine. I mean, like us. You can't. Because the minute we see a new concept, our brain reforms. You know, it's like I think it was Thoreau that said the mind once expanded never regains its original shape. So we can't be matched. And certainly not by anything on earth. And I know Kevin, computers have gotten smarter. You know, they look like this, and they're telling me about how all the dolls, you know, they're going to have robots that'll, you know, be your companions. They'll be your maids and your butlers and your drivers or whatever else. And I'm telling you, give me human beings every time. Give me human beings. So Elon Musk admits it. Humans are underrated. Why do I tell you guys all the time? I come up with stuff. I put a tweet out there. I go read the comments on my tweet, and I go, holy cow. You people are brilliant. A machine would never come up with that stuff. Are they going to be clever? Sure, they got all the sayings are out there. They can just go, you know, it's like having Google at your fingertips. But to put it into some sort of a concept is something that human beings must do. So, Tesla. He's got all kinds of problems. He's worried. He's downgraded on Wall Street. Model 3, he can't even get production going for that car. Now, he's looking at all the tech that he put in that car, and he's going, that stuff can kill people. I put all this tech in there, and now I'm concerned. I'm concerned because if I have any more wrecks with this car, it's going to be a big deal. So watch what happens when the Model 3, they've been shipping some. Watch what happens. It's going to be a big recall. They're going to say, we have to rewrite the algorithms to take that self-driving piece out of it. And it's going to go back to being a regular car, which is fine. And look, I'm happy for some of the changes that have been, the things that have come up with cars. But this idea that you want to make a flying car in your first, you know, few iterations is ridiculous. And outside of all the stuff that he's, this tech that he's trying to do, he knows there's nothing else to offer. It's a car. No, the batteries are no better. Tesla isn't doing anything in batteries that some of these other big manufacturers of cars aren't doing. If you think he's ahead of Toyota, you're out of your mind. So now he's going to have to face the music. People are going to find out he's an Obama. All talk, little action. And life will resettle itself in the car industry.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're seeing a 200% increase this month, March, this past month, in apprehensions. It's alarming. It's an over 200% increase, and we're talking about apprehending over 50,000 people attempting to cross our border in 1 month.
Wow. That's a lot of illegal banditos. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Wow. 50,000 people. I mean, that's a decrease. Well, first of all, it's an increase in apprehensions because the Border Patrol now can actually has enough teeth, you know, in their policies that they can apprehend. Now, that's the number that they catch. I don't know how many get through. It's fewer from what I hear. Obviously, we're apprehending more. But just think. Wow. Under Obama, how many apprehensions did we have? You want to look that up for me while we're on the air? Because I'd like to know. I'm just curious. Because I don't think they apprehended very many. I think the Border Patrol, it was a cushy job. I know some people have been killed, and I certainly feel for their families, but as compared to the Border Patrol today, it was a cushy job. Hey, anyway, we're talking about deploying National Guard troops to the border, something that is certainly within the purview of the President of the United States. And, you know, in doing this, Jerry Brown, all the border states had decided we're going to do this. So I think they were going to get 4,000 troops. And I think that's what the clip said, right? 4,000 troops. So they're going to deploy 4,000 troops. And then Jerry Brown, he put all kinds of stipulations. Well, our troops can't do this. They can't do that. They can't do this. As if he can really say that. He has no choice. He has zero choice. Actually, they didn't hear. We didn't play the whole clip, did we? Yeah, let's play the rest of that clip. Let them hear what the problems are on the border. And how Jerry Brown is going to lose this battle. Yet again, Trump has used their tactics, the leftist tactics, against them.
So that's the White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bosser talking about our security at our southern border now. The initial deployment of National Guard troops are starting to arrive after Defense Secretary James Mattis signed off and sending up to 4,000. However, the show of force comes with tight restrictions. Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council, represents about 18,000 guards. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Morning.
Thanks for having me.
What will 4,000 National Guard troops do for border security?
It's going to be a huge boon. It's going to let us go after the smugglers, this multi-billion dollar industry that brings people across. It's predicated upon getting their products across. The National Guard is going to take over our surveillance positions, which allows us to put more agents in the field on the border, which then allows us to go after the bottom line of the criminal
cartels. So it frees up resources.
It does.
Who pays for this, though? It doesn't come free.
No, it doesn't. The federal government is going to be paying the states. I mean, the states are going to foot some of the bill, but the federal government will foot the vast.
So Arizona says they'll do it.
Yes.
Texas says they'll do it.
And California says no.
New Mexico says they will do it.
They did. Yes.
Okay. Now, California is the one who's held out.
It is.
What do you expect from their governor?
Well, I think because the Trump administration has the right to federalize the National Guard. And so if he steps in, he can override the governor's decision not to put troops on the border. I don't know that he's going to do that. We can, if we have 4,000, we can shift Border Patrol resources over to California and just bypass the whole bureaucracy.
Interesting. So Governor Brown's decision may not even matter?
It may not. It may not. With 4,000 troops, we can then take Border Patrol resources from slower areas like, say, Big Bend or Laredo or Del Rio, and we can send them over to California to help during this effort.
Well, President Bush did it in 2006 with 6,400. President Obama did it in 2010 with 1,200. Did that matter then?
It did. It did. It caused a huge... What we saw was when we have the National Guard on the border, the cartels take notice. You got to understand that all of this smuggling that's taking place between the ports of entry that's coming in illegally, it's all controlled by criminal cartels. And the criminal cartels, when they see this show of force that's on the border, they slow their operations down. What we're hoping to do is we're hoping to cause a drop in their bottom line to put them out of business. The National Guard will help us do so.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I love this play. Essentially, where we are with immigration, and let me just tell you very briefly, the Democrats are going to fry on immigration. I want you to remember in the past how they used it, and it was always something that was a feather in their cap, how humanitarian they were and all this. Now, we finally have it to where people realize this is a drain on American on America's economy. Look at what we're having to do to stop Mexico from essentially invading us. Is we've got to put troops on the border. And what are we protecting? The American way of life. We're protecting our economy. We're protecting our schools. We're protecting our neighborhoods. We're protecting black people and women. That is the key. Donald Trump is showing people that when you let these folks over and they come over here and kill us, then you're part of the problem. And it's the first time, look, folks, in a long time that we've held the high ground on something, the moral high ground. The Democrats have always made it appear as though the other people were better. When your mantra is make America great again, and suddenly people start believing that that's what you're doing, anything that doesn't speak to that is anti what we're trying to do. Now, the other side of this is the humanitarian side. What is the humanitarian side? We still support Mexico with a trade deficit. by way of NAFTA, these border towns that would be nothing. I mean, these people would be looking across at America just going, what? Oh, my God. Talk about just being in purgatory. You're a Mexican looking across the border. You're in Matamoros and you're looking in Brownsville. You're in Reynosa and you're looking at McAllen or, you know, wherever you're. Any of these border towns looking at your American sister city right next door. And it's like seeing a patch of green grass and a patch of, you know, brown grass that's never going to grow. Or no grass at all, just dirt. And you're living in squalor and people are over there going to nice schools. Kids are in uniform, you know, civilized. And you can see it. I will never forget being on the along the border. And you know, of course, I'm on the U.S. side, and I'm traveling along. I'm talking about the very edge of the border, and there is this huge Mexican flag flying. And it was when it hit me. That's Mexico right there. Just like cruising along the way. I was on a tour. And I was like, son of a gun, there's Mexico. And there's the border wall, you know, a piece of it that we had there in that particular town. And I just remember looking at that flag going, I see their flag, they're proudly flying it. No American is looking over at that flag going, man, I would so like to go over there. If only I got the opportunity to live in Mexico, my life would be so much better. And there was our big American flag. And I said, but on the other side, there's somebody over there like me who's looking at that American flag and going, God, I wish I could go over and be a part of that. And I know that was and by the way, it wasn't just one person. It was hundreds, if not thousands of me's looking across. There was not a single American, not one, who looked at that flag or looked across into Mexico and said, if only God would have let me be born there. Nobody. So, you know, when you think about these things and you think about, you know, what we do, the humanitarian side of what we do is we allow you to have an economy that is built more than just on, you know, these crazy cartel members and things like that. The American dollar, I don't know to what degree, but it props up Mexico. Sadly, even in the illegal drug trade, it props up Mexico. Can you imagine if the drug dealers had no market in the United States? What would happen to the Mexican economy? They'd be forced to do something good with it. I mean, the amount of money that we put over there, you would think these guys would be doing everything they could to be a good neighbor, but they slap us in the face. And you have to, I mean, I ask myself why. Why is it that we are an amazing, let's just say we're dating, right? And we're an amazing partner, spouse, or boyfriend. And every time you turn around, somebody's just like, "Pah, it's not good enough. You can be a 3-carat diamond ring, you know, with a, you know, D clarity and you know, and what is it like D and SI1, whatever. And I mean, it's a beautiful diamond." And she goes, "You can be a 3-carat diamond. Why can't you give me a 5-carat diamond?" Psh, they slap you. Or take her out to dinner, and you know, it's a really nice, you know, restaurant. A 4-star restaurant. She said, "You take me to a 4-star restaurant? I can't believe it. Why don't you take me to a 5-star restaurant?" Psh, slap you. I mean, because that's what's happening. It doesn't matter what we do for Mexico. Psh, they slap us in the face. We'll let people through, come through on our border, come up north to you. We won't do anything. And they've got all their laws protecting themselves, but then they ridicule us and act as if we're the bad guys in this whole thing. It's no longer are we going to be the bad guys.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.